It's 56 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its prospective plantings report for 2008. The numbers look like this. Corn, the national average, 86.014. Soybeans, 74.793. All wheat, 63.803. All in millions of acres, of course. USDA also released this morning its quarterly grains stock report. In billions of bushels, the numbers look like this. Corn, 6.858. Soybeans, 1.428. Wheat, 0.709. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company out of Indianapolis, Indiana. But joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Mike, and I've been gone for a week, but it looks like not much has changed in terms of the trend. It's still to the wet bias.
Dave, you are indeed correct. It is very wet across the U.S. Midwest, and I'm going to abbreviate this report because I know you have a lot more to go through. So just briefly, looking at the U.S. Midwest, the early season planting potential looking very poor through at least the first half of April, and the same may be true for the Northern Delta. The forecast suggesting a little slower planting pace as well in the southeastern states. There is favorable late-season crop conditions across Brazil, Argentina, South Africa, and Australia during the coming week to 10 days. China's far south needs a little less rain, greater sunshine, and warmer temperatures. Doesn't that sound familiar? That would promote the best corn planting conditions, but the outlook is at least favorable, especially between the Yellow and the Yangtze Rivers in April. India showers later this month and early later this week and early next week will further delay field work in the north. Some crop quality talk, crop problems might surface, but it doesn't expect, we don't expect that to be much as far as precipitation causing problems there. But just briefly, looking at the Midwest, the wet weather pattern will continue to cause flooding and planting delays across the lower and eastern Midwest for at least the next couple weeks. Widespread rain will occur today and through tomorrow with heavy rains and from portions of southeastern Missouri through portions of the eastern Corn Belt. Another round of heavy rain is expected Wednesday through Friday from Missouri through Ohio. Flooding widespread in the region, but flooding is not expected to expand into the area that has not flooded already this month. Frequent but mostly light precipitation will continue through the middle of April. A significant period of warmer and drier weather is needed to firm up the soil so field work can begin later in the month of April. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In Sunday's overnight trading session, May wheat opened at 1027.5, up 5.25. Last trade down 9.75. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 9.98, up 9. Last trade down 14.75. May corn opened at 5.61.25, up 3/4. Last trade up 5.5. July 5.72.25, down 1.5. Last trade up 4.75. December 5.80, up 3.25. Last trade up 5. May beans open at 12.80, up 12.75. Last trade up 5.75. July 12.91.25, up 6.25. Last trade down 3. November 11.59, down 0.5. Last trade down 14. May soybean meal open at 3.43.10, up 80, last trade down 3.50. May soybean oil open at 54.98, unchanged, last trade down 13.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris and McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we dig into these reports in some sort of depth this morning, let me get your overall impressions of them to begin with.
Well, my impression would be that I was shocked that the Iowa move made as big a move on both corn and beans as what it made. You're certainly looking for sharply higher corn, many estimates of 20 to 30 higher, sharply lower beans right off the get-go. You're going to be 40 to 50 lower. We may actually touch the expanded limits on the beans, being down 70 on the day.
All right, then let's dig into the numbers. Corn, the national 86014, taken in combination with the quarterly grain stocks number, which was 6.858. Is this enough to bring in new buying and push us to contract highs?
You'll be through the contract highs on the open this morning. Your contract high on May corn is 579.5, July is 593, and the deets is 590.75. We should blow through that right off the get-go this morning. I think that you should see some pretty good buying out here, especially when you throw in the weather situation where almost everybody across the Midwest is going to get wet this week, and that's going to be the front burner as soon as we get through these report numbers here today. But when you look at the report, I think that you've got an indication that feed usage remains high with the stocks numbers coming in as low as they did. I think you've got the shock out here that Iowa dropped 1 million acres of corn plantings because I kept hearing that Iowa wasn't going to make a dramatic shift. That's a 7% decline in corn acres for the state of Iowa, which was very surprising to me. In the eastern Corn Belt, I wasn't shocked. Indiana down 12%, Ohio down 13%. Illinois was only down 5%. That's more in line with what I was hearing over in Illinois.
As we turn then to the soybeans, where we get the big pickup, it looks like, is significant more acres all across the belt, but particularly in the west.
Correct. And you're also looking at, when you start projecting out these acres, you can start to come back to something in excess of our carryout from last year. All of a sudden, you're going to start hearing talk of 550, 600, maybe even as high as 700 million bushel carryouts based on these planting numbers will be the projections. Now, when it's all said and done, we probably don't end up near that high, Dave, but that's what's going to be projected on this day's move. Also, the stocks number. You got a stocks number that came in, 75 million bushels higher than they thought. That would be an indication that maybe last year's crop size was understated.
I wondered if that might be the case as well. As we look at these numbers from a technical standpoint and try to project where things may come out for the soybeans, looks to me like we're going to test that 61% retracement from the August lows to the March highs off the bat and then go from there.
Yeah, I think that the couple of numbers, I guess, to keep in mind is that you had a big week last week. Corn rallied 47 cents last week on the week. And then I've already listed the contract highs out there. Those are out there, and they may try and limit us to some extent. On the beans, on the other side, you had a miserable finish to the week last week. We dropped it roughly 85 cents from our high that was put in early week last week. We lost it all late in the week. We've got support down there from lows put in back in January. Our January low came in at 12.07. And we stopped right at that point on the May on this trip down 2 weeks ago when we closed on Friday at 12.07. So you got good support right down there at limit down on the day-to-day. So you're going to find some people who will be willing to bottom pick it, would be my guess. I'm not sure that I'd be there, but there'll be some people try it.
Well, how do the wheat numbers figure into the equation?
Well, there's nothing bullish there. They're certainly bearish, but it's going to be kind of trading on its own. The one note that I would make there is that we saw European wheat just tumble, absolutely tumble after our numbers came out. We've currently got the European wheat trading down 15.5 euros this morning. So I tend to think wheat's going to be down 20 cents right off the start.
So taken all together, what do we make of this in terms of support levels and potential upside levels pending normal weather?
I guess I'm still in the camp that you're going to take these corn somewhere beyond the $6 mark. I don't think we get real carried away beyond that unless Mother Nature continues to be extremely wet and doesn't allow us to get the corn crop planted. I think we will buy some corn acres back. So I think as you breach through the $6 December level, you start getting some corn on the books. That's also significantly higher than your insurance coverage. So especially on bushels that you don't have insurance coverage on, you need to start thinking about getting some of those on the books.
So are you of the opinion then that 86014 will be the lowest number we see this season?
That would be my feeling if Mother Nature helps us. I think you've got the corn-bean ratio coming back together. So you're going to start to see some acres shift back over to corn again. We could be 2 to 3 million bushel acres off of this corn number when it's all done.
Does that ratio widen out back to 2.5 or better?
Oh, boy, Dave, I don't think it does myself. I think beans stay somewhat under pressure here. I think your high is in the beans, and I think that you got to sell rallies in the beans of any type. You're probably not going to get much of a chance to sell today, and I'm not sure I would at these levels, but I think you get a nice bounce back. You got to be a seller in the beans, and I think the trade will take that tone to it too.
All right, turn your attention then to the livestock side. We sure did get a negative hog and pigs report on Friday.
Yeah, it's going to keep us, you know, calls are coming in sharply lower across the board here this morning. Boy, the hog guys are just getting pounded, but I can't get real aggressive at trying to sell the deferred slots at all. I think I just got to let this one run its course. But it's certainly telling us we haven't seen the liquidation yet, and we've still got that ahead of us. So there again, any rallies in that market, you probably got to step in and get something sold.
And livestock very quickly, please.
I'm going to go with probably $2 lower on the hog market here off those numbers. I think you see that sharply lower as we get started. Cattle market, on the other hand, should just be moderately lower as we get started, Dave.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, the College of Media at Illinois. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.